It's 99.5 ZR Country. Good morning. Welcome back. And yes, I'm back.
Scientists have come up with what could one day be a birth control pill for men.
Yeah, baby. Thursday's here.
Please get out of the house and to your place of business.
I've been working with radio presenters my whole career.
Excellent. Let the dancing begin.
My entire career and still haven't gotten used to the weirdness. It's all right, though. It is Real Country, Real Mornings. I am Lindsay Kay. I am back from strep hell. So on Monday, I came in and I was feeling weird. And I thought it was the wind, like, kicking up some allergies, and then my throat got a little weird. And then I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you're not doing anything for, like, 72 hours. You might as well just put everything down. Don't touch your baby. Don't kiss your husband. Get away from your family. I am proud to announce that I somehow kept it to myself, though, in my household. May have passed around here at work a little bit on Monday morning. Not sure about that yet. Everybody seems to be fine, although it's still very early on a Thursday morning for us to be able to tell. But I'm back in studio all morning long at 575-521-0995. Remember, you can get me online directly at ziacountry.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram are great ways to get a hold of me throughout the morning, too, because it makes my little phone go bing, bing. Oh, you know. Only during those hours, though, because it gets really annoying if I leave it on during outside show hours. Got more chances for you to win coming your way today. I'm not sure what, because honestly, I really don't remember what I'm doing around here, but I'm going to go dig through the prize box. I'm going to see what's on the schedule. I'm going to try to remember what day it actually is. Welcome to spring, by the way. I didn't get to spend my first day of spring with you guys. I cleaned my house a little bit, though, yesterday when I finally started feeling better and the antibiotics kicked in, so... Now I've disinfected everything and I'm going to have to start fresh once these antibiotics are over. Which reminds me, I probably needed to take today's dose while I'm at it. I don't think I've done that yet. It is 6:07, currently sitting at about 65 degrees here in Las Cruces. It is a warm spring morning here in the Mesilla Valley. I went out and I was freaking out because I couldn't find my jacket. And my car's always cold because our heater's not working right now. It's got butt warmers in it, though, so I'm all right. But I didn't even need that this morning because it's gorgeous. I hope it sticks this way. We'll see. I'm sure the wind will kick in at some point, right? Let's get our morning started right. It's Real Country, Real Mornings, Too Much of a Good Thing with Alan Jackson and 99.5. Time to make you a winner. You know, Sprouts Farmers Market's official grand opening, 8 a.m. this Wednesday morning at Loman Avenue and I-25. It's healthy living for less, and we're giving you chances to win free groceries every weekday morning this week, and we're going to play a little game of yes or BS to help you win. Now, this game's pretty simple, true or false, except it's either yes or it's complete and total BS. And I hope you've been following the Winter Olympics more than I have this year, because... like I said, those announcers got super boring, super fast, but the U.S. did end up with 23 medals, which is good enough for fourth place overall. Now, a total of 30 countries won medals this year, and you have to guess if, well, the country that I give you won at least one medal or not. So, did Mexico win a medal in this year's Winter Games? Is it yes, or is it complete and total BS? You think you know the answer? I think I've got free groceries from Sprouts for you if you can get it right. Caller number 9-521-0995. It's Real Country, Real Mornings, real chances to win with Sprouts Farmers Market and your game of yes or BS with 99.5 ZR Country. Hi, ZR Country, who's this?
This is Jenny.
All right, Jenny. Mexico has won a gold medal at this year's Olympics. Is that yes or is it complete and total BS?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Zia Country, who's this?
This is Luis.
Luis, has Mexico won a medal at this year's Winter Olympics? Is it yes or is it complete and total BS?
I'm going to have to go with complete and total BS.
I think you're correct. They have never won a medal at a Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Summer Games is where we have to compete with them because they've got 69 medals.
Yeah, that's where I figured. They're more of a summer type people.
Exactly. All right, Luis, you've got these free groceries from Sprouts. You know what to do. Tell me what station's making you a winner.
Via Country 995.
It is Real Country, Real Mornings, 8:32, and today would have been Johnny Cash's birthday. So while we're at it, we're going to walk the line. It's Real Country, Real Mornings with 99.5 Zia Country. Gotta know when to hold them, Shayla. You gotta know when to hold them.
Okay.
Do you know what that actually refers to?
No.
cards.
Oh.
Like playing Go Fish and stuff.
Oh.
Except, did we teach you how to play poker?
No.
Oh, good. I'm not failing as a parent completely this morning. Of course, it is Take Your Kid to Work Day via Country in the Morning Ride. I've got a special co-host in studio, Shayla. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you surviving so far?
Yes.
So you got to meet Kenny Rogers a couple of years ago when we did the Las Cruces Country Music Festival.
Yeah.
You like the Las Cruces Country Music Festival, huh?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite that you got to meet?
Cam.
Oh, that was last year. It was pretty cool because last year I was pregnant with your sister, and I was very pregnant with your sister, so I couldn't walk all over the place like we normally do, right?
Yeah.
And so who took you backstage?
Rob.
Rob took you backstage and got you pictures with Cam and made sure that you got to meet her, and you guys found out you had the same hair. Was it exciting?
Yeah.
You know, Bree is going to be back this year, Bree Bagwell.
Yay!
Yeah, she's going to be playing on Saturday night. There's a lot of new good bands that I look forward to introducing you to. You as well, Las Cruces, of course. The Las Cruces Country Music Festival is all this weekend. Tickets are going fast, but they are still available at lccountryfest.com. Let's take a look at all the things we're counting down, looking forward to. You ready, Shayla?
Yes.
Today is Take Your Kid to Work Day.
I knew that.
Did you know you're 17 days away from Mother's Day?
Yes.
Yes, you're excited about this? I thought maybe you'd be stressed.
Yay,
did you already get me a present?
I'm working on it.
I'm working on it. All right, all right. We've got 29 days until Memorial Day weekend.
Ooh.
That's the official kickoff of summer around here in southern New Mexico. That's when we like to go to the lake and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, last year we had a baby. This year, we're going to go out and have some fun on Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. We've got 36 days until the brand new Wonder Woman movie hits theaters.
Yay!
Yeah! We've got 52 days until Father's Day.
Yay!
Hey, you have to sound as excited about that one as you did about Mother's Day, or Dad's going to call us and be mad.
Yay!
There you go. It was better. It was better. We've got 68 days until Independence Day, also known as, do you know?
No.
The 4th of July.
Yes.
Yes. What's your favorite part of the 4th of July?
Fireworks.
I beg to differ. I think you have a different favorite part. You want to know what it is?
What?
Ribs.
Yeah.
What is Shayla's favorite meat?
Ribs.
There you go. 4th of July weekend. We'll make sure you get taken care of. All right. I'm sure we'll take care of you between now and then, too. But let's go ahead and take a look at a little history lesson for the morning. 137 years ago, this day, 1880, Francis Clark and M.J. Foster patented the electrical hearing aid.
What?
I said they made the hearing aid.
What?
I love you, kid. 52 years ago, 1965, a genius named R.C. Duncan patented something you and I have to use every day.
Toilet paper?
Very close. That was a nice guess. Pampers. Diapers. All right, taking a look at a little music history on this day, and I got to school the kid while I'm at this. It was on this day, 1968, Merle Haggard took the legend of Bonnie and Clyde to number one. In 1976, Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris. You know how you like Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood, and who else? Miranda Lambert?
Yeah.
These ladies are like the originals, okay? They performed together for the very first time during a taping of a syndicated TV show called Dolly. I'm going to have to show you these ladies here in a little bit. I think you'll be a fan.
Okay.
All right. Let's get our morning going. 6:40. We got to check in with Nicole Gomez, get our full weather forecast for the day. It is the morning ride. Where at, Shayla?
Zia Country.
99.5. Zia Country.
Kitch Brooks hanging out with you. Be sure to tune in to this weekend's American Country Countdown.
Not gonna lie, that song, A Thousand Miles From Nowhere, Dwight Yoakam, the other day I was listening, the first 10 seconds hit, and I went all the way back to being 15 years old. It was the weirdest experience, but it is real country, real mornings, and it is rodeo week here in Zia Country, and of course we got our official NMSU rodeo announcer in studio, and we're talking about the production elements of rodeo in the background over here off air, and that it's a show. It's not just the kids getting out there riding on stuff. This is for the audience, too.
Yes, you build it up where you make it an action-adventure film that's live and uncensored. You don't know what's going to happen once they nod their head. Once that gate opens and the crowd goes wild, that's a wild horse. That's a wild bull. Who knows what's going to happen?
I like how you said it. Man versus beast.
Man versus beast. Who's going to... I'm watching along with them. I don't know what's going to happen. They could be 90. They could be nothing. Could be their head in the dirt, or they can make the greatest ride we've ever seen in our life. You got to come out and check it out.
I got to ask, though, as an announcer, when you're witnessing things like this and you see something go wrong or you see something shocking or anything, do you have to pull yourself back to be like, oh, my God! Not say that into the microphone?
Not really. You get used to it. You kind of see it, and then you instantly roll with the punches. It's like we were talking about earlier. It's the production keeps rolling. Keep the wheel turning. It's just like the
major, show must go on.
You're doing the editing as you go. You're showing them where they need to watch. If something bad does happen, you tone it down. You bring it down. It's like a roller coaster ride. Can't keep people always amped up at 11. You know, it's you got to keep it rolling and keep it exciting. Rodeo on itself, once they nod their head, that's the most exciting thing you can ever watch in your life, because now this all derives from the ranching way of life. This is a part of life and one of the sports that was derived right here from the Southwest.
It is part of our history. It's part of our outlaw history. It's part of our blood and our sweat and our tears here in the land here in southern New Mexico. This is what we all grew up doing. This is what we've all grown up around. And whether it's directly or indirectly, I don't think a lot of people realize how this affects our economy here in southern New Mexico. I mean, New Mexico State University is an ag college.
Yes, that is one of the greatest. It's number 8 in the nation right now.
That's what I wanted to bring up, was we are actually an amazing rodeo team in the nation, and that doesn't get enough credit. So we're number 8.
We're number 8. That's the men's team. The women's team is number 10 in the nation right now. And that's top 10 in the nation. That's saying something. When you're going against teams that are powerhouse teams, NMSU is a powerhouse as well, but you're looking at teams that go to college national finals every year, and they're sending 20, 30 kids. NMSU sends a half dozen to a dozen every year, and they're competing, and they're a school that everybody watches out for, because they can take your money and your points and take the championship whenever they want.
And they do an amazing job at it. I thought it was funny, Logan, because we were talking off air, and you were like, number 8, and we're having a crappy season.
Yeah, I don't want to sound ungrateful or unthankful for the blessings that we have had this semester or this year.
But you guys are better.
I am. I would lie if I would not say I'm a little disappointed in how the season's turned out. We still have 2 rodeos, and we'll do well. But as a coach, you're always looking to next season. Okay, who are the recruits we have coming in next year? What is things looking like? And so, you know, I'm extremely excited for our future. And the kids have done well. I have, out of 60 kids on the team, we have 22 freshmen and transfers that are new to New Mexico State. So, you know, so a third of our team is brand new to us. And so to be number 8 in the nation for our men's team, number 10 for our women's team, with that many freshmen and transfers that are new to our culture and what we try to do, is definitely a win. I'm not complaining, but, we definitely...
Sounds like your guys' talent recruitment's doing pretty well over there.
We're trying, absolutely.
That's amazing. Now, this weekend is the events going on. They've got the Frank DuBois. That's going to be the bronc riding and the roping.
Yep, absolutely. Bronc riding and calf roping.
That's Friday night, Southern New Mexico State Fairgrounds. $5 to get in the gate. If you're 13 and under, you're absolutely free. If you're a New Mexico State University student, you're absolutely free. And then Saturday night is the full-on college rodeo. And this is going to be 8 different schools from across the Southwest region.
Yes, ma'am.
And 170 different participants.
Yep.
I'm getting stressed out for our poor announcer over here, because I cannot imagine having to keep track of that many participants, but it's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and James does a great job. He does quite a few rodeos in our region, college rodeos, and so we've got to see him work, and anyway, he does a great job. I have no doubt that it's going to go very well.
We'll get him prepared over here. It is Real Country, Real Mornings. We'll be checking back in. It's Rodeo Week with New Mexico State University Rodeo Team and 99.5 Zia Country.
Real Country, Real Morning on Southern New Mexico's Real 99.5.
I love you guys' energy in the morning.
Zia Country.